The Quickies on In.com.
Hello and welcome to In.com's Quickies, your daily dose of celebrity news and entertainment. I'm Karan, here to take you through all you need to know for today. So, let's begin. Anushka Sharma took to Instagram on Thursday to share a quote that read, "A wise man once said nothing. Only truth can shake hands with silence in a mess of false appearances." Now, you may be wondering what prompted her to share this quote, and we're a little stumped as well. The only thing we can connect it to is possibly the recent incident of cricketer Rohit Sharma unfollowing her on social media. It's actually been a while since reports of a rift between Indian cricketers Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma have been doing the rounds, and we even heard that Rohit unfollowed Virat on social media. And now apparently he's unfollowed Anushka Sharma as well. It's said that the rift between Kohli and Sharma had started years ago when Sharma and Shikhar Dhawan left the management company that Virat is linked with. Furthermore, there are even reports of the Indian team being divided between Virat and Rohit, as the former apparently controls the team selection negatively and takes partial decisions. Anyway, there's not too much that we know right now, so let's hope we get some inside info about this fight soon. Friday, July 26th is a significant day in the history of India as it marks the 20th anniversary of the Kargil War that went on from May 3rd to July 26th. And while most netizens have been paying tributes with pictures and video snippets, Bollywood superstar Amitabh Bachchan went one step ahead and lent his voice to a special short film to mark the day. The video talks about Operation Vijay, Indian Air Force launching Operation Safed Sagar, and Operation Talwar, launched in the year 1999 to corner Pakistan, all with Big B's deep booming bass voice in the background. The actor can also be heard lauding our brave martyrs who fought for the glory of our nation. Titled Immortals of Kargil, it takes us through various montages of war and bullet fires and also highlights innovative steps taken by former politicians like Parvez Musharraf, Atal Bihari Vajpayee and others. And finally, it ends with current Prime Minister Narendra Modi shouting out the slogan Vande Mataram. Well, it doesn't get any more patriotic than a video like that. And Big B even wrote that it was an honor for him to lend his voice for the creative short film. Everyone's been in a state of suspense as to what Sajid Nadiadwala's upcoming project is going to be. And while many thought it was going to be the upcoming installment of Salman Khan's Kick, it turns out that was completely off and it's actually a movie with Bollywood action hero Akshay Kumar. The film is titled Bachchan Pandey, is being directed by Farhad Samji, and Akshay and Sajid both took to Instagram to announce the film and share its first look. And boy does it look badass. The poster sees Akshay in a South Indian avatar with a dark blue lungi and sporting heavy golden jewelry around his neck. And he looks more shredded than a Caesar salad. I still can't believe someone in their 50s can look like that. Oh, and he also has a pair of nunchucks in his right hand, which means that he's probably going to play the role of some South Indian warrior trained in martial arts. Sounds quite up Akshay's alley. Definitely check out the poster on in.com though. It's absolutely inspirational if you have any workout goals in general. Interestingly, Bachchan Pandey is also Akshay's character from Tashan, and we're wondering if there's any connection and maybe this film is a sequel to the 2008 action comedy. As for the release date of the movie, it is going to come out on Christmas of 2020. Akshay Kumar is one of those Bollywood actors who doesn't shy away from voicing his patriotism in real life or in his movies. In real life, he has shown his support and respect for the Indian soldiers multiple times, while his movies like Elif, Rustom, Gold and a few others have redefined the genre of patriotism in India. And now on the occasion of the 26th of July, a day that marks India's victory against Pakistan in the Kargil War 20 years ago, the actor took to Instagram to share a small clip of an army jawan singing Teri Mitti, a song from his film Kesari, which is based on the Battle of Saragari. To go along with the video was a caption offering a million salutes to our Bharat Ke Veer and talking about how the heartwarming video made his day. Speaking of Akshay's patriotic list of movies, even his next upcoming film Mission Mangal is high on the patriotism spectrum and is based on the true story of a group of scientists who contributed to India's first interplanetary expedition, the Mars Orbiter Mission. The movie stars Akshay Kumar alongside Sonakshi Sinha, Vidya Balan, Tapsee Pannu, Sharman Joshi, Nitya Menon and Kirti Kulhari and releases on August 15, 2019. Actors Siddharth Malhotra and Pariniti Chopra are both in desperate need of a hit in the box office, seeing as both of them haven't had a financially successful film in the last couple of years. And they're probably hoping that the upcoming movie, Jabriya Jodi, will be the deal clincher that gets them out of their box office slump. The official trailer of the movie was released a few days ago, and the two actors are also in full swing as far as promotion for it goes. And recently, Pariniti shared a hilarious video from their promotion in Delhi, where they visited a famous paan shop and both downed an intimidating fire paan. While Siddharth took it like a pro Jabriya style, the flaming paan didn't go down so smoothly with Pariniti, whose first few chews were mingled with surprise and accompanied by wide eyes. Still, kudos to her for even trying it. The story of Jabriya Jodi revolves around the tradition of groom and bride kidnapping. Siddharth Malhotra will be playing a Bihari thug who kidnaps grooms for others, while Pariniti Chopra will be playing his love interest. The movie is directed by Prashant Singh and is all set to release on August 2nd, 2019.
The Quickies on in.com.